I ask myself, how does my history shape who I am now and guide my next steps? Our life's experience is the stage for our future. It tells us who we are and what to do. It defines meaning. Here's my story, in brief. I grew up in Sydney, Australia. My dog and my elder brother, who later became a psychiatrist, were my closest companions. I vividly remember the feeling of freedom riding a scooter, and later, how a bicycle expanded that freedom to include wide-ranging adventure. My parents, married during the Great Depression, were proud that their three sons were the first in the family to attend university. I graduated from the University of Sydney with an architecture degree, enjoying a brief stay in an architectural office and in my own private practice. The architectural firm held an internal competition to design their new office. My design was chosen. The finished building, featured in local architectural magazines, brought mild local recognition. Yay! 3 years out of college, my car was stolen. The insurance payment covered a ticket on the SS Ariana, before planes were the default, from Sydney to Port Said, Egypt. After youth hosteling around the Middle East for 6 months, exhausting my meager savings, I took a job as a draftsman in an architectural firm in Stockholm, Sweden. 15 months later, I moved on, tried London, found it less than inspiring, and flew to New York. With no work permit, I soon left, taking a Greyhound bus to Toronto, Canada, and a draftsman job in an architectural office. Through a peculiar twist of fate, this mid-20s immigrant draftsman became principal designer of the Ontario Government Pavilion for Expo 67 in Montreal. Yay! I needed to know more about management and large-scale project design. I found a suitable program at Washington University, St. Louis. After graduation, I became a U.S. citizen and was swept into the civil rights movement, working my way up the management ladder in several organizations. Finally, with over 100 people reporting to me and a large construction budget, I was completely over my head, but didn't know it. Fortunately, others didn't seem to know it either. I needed a career break, decided to return to school and study management. The best offer was from the University of California, Berkeley. That year, I married and U-hauled it from St. Louis to the West Coast. I completed the core doctoral requirements in both the business school and the Department of City and Regional Planning. By graduation, I was father of twins and had met the person who became my business partner and closest friend. Together, we launched a professional services company, working closely for 35 years with corporate management teams, improving their company or business unit culture. These spectacular results vividly illustrated the vast untapped human potential within organizations, and sadly, how such people-based performance and profitability take second place to top-down power issues of obedience and control. My first wife and I drifted apart. She left the Bay Area. I raised my three children during their teen years. When the youngest left for college, I remarried. After 7 years, my new wife showed signs of memory loss, eventually full-blown dementia, and then death. I love writing. My first book, Developing Your Company Culture, is largely based on my consulting experience. I taught many management-related seminars throughout the University of California. One series led to my second book, Conflict, Meetings, and Difficult People. I also edit www.companyculture.com. I have twin daughters and a son, three grandchildren, one stepdaughter, and one step-grandson. For me, family is number one, particularly grandchildren. Everything is on hold when I'm with them. Let me leave other subjects such as retirement, volunteering, hobbies and pastimes, travel, and so on, to the blogs. This brief bio sketches the personal story influencing this blog. Thank you for visiting. Barry Fegan, Marin County, California.